Today is our WRAL weather alert day. New this morning, our northern counties are now in that level 2 risk. I'll explain what the levels mean and what you can expect where you are.
And Duke Energy crews are preparing and bracing for that severe weather to come, taking the steps necessary to make sure that they're able to respond to widespread power outages.
Also, police make an arrest after a weekend shooting at a Raleigh nightclub. A Tarboro man is now facing a murder charge in connection with that crime.
And Buc-ee's is officially coming to North Carolina. City leaders in Mebane sign off on the plan after a public hearing that lasted until nearly 2 this morning. A unanimous vote that puts into motion the first Buc-ee's in the Tar Heel State. A lot to tell you about this morning. Thanks for joining us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan, and we have team coverage of today's weather alert day. We start with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center right now.
And I'm going to start with the radar because we're already seeing some showers. We were expecting to see those early this morning, and that is exactly what we're seeing. Even though you see some yellow contours back to our west, none of this is thunder and lightning just yet. But as we get closer to lunchtime into the early part of the afternoon, we could see a few cells popping up. But the strong line of storms that's likely to produce the most damage doesn't come through until closer to the evening commute. We'll zoom in. You can see some showers right around the Triangle, Wake County, up toward Durham and Chapel Hill, heading over toward Nashville. We've seen some of those down into the Sand Hills this morning. Of course, we do have that level 2 risk for severe storms in our northern counties. This is where wind damage is likely and tornadoes are possible anywhere, but more likely in our southern counties in that level 3 risk for severe storms. The wind is becoming somewhat gusty in places. We're gusting up to 19 now over in Rocky Mount. So we do have a wind advisory in effect. We'll start to see the gusts up to 40 miles per hour at lunchtime, 45 or so during the afternoon before the line of thunderstorms comes through. We're looking at scattered power outages, especially once that line of storms comes through this evening. We take a look at the big picture. Here's that storm. There have been a number of severe thunderstorm warnings and tornado warnings along the Gulf Coast. There is a tornado watch there. We'll likely go under a tornado watch too a bit later on today. Taking a look at future cast, we're going to see waves of rain that move through this morning. We'll pause it there at lunchtime. And then we start to see our band of rain really forming up, moving in between 4 and 5 o'clock in our western counties, at the middle of the viewing area about 5 to 6 o'clock, and then 6 to 7 in our eastern counties. It's moving out of here by around 8 o'clock. So this is going to be an evening commute, dinner time sort of event for us. If you can, you want to stay out of your car during those times as we start to see those winds really picking up. It's raining in Clayton right now, 44 degrees. It's on the cool side, but we'll see a mild afternoon with temperatures in the 60s. We're in the upper 30s to mid 40s as you're heading out the door right now with some scattered light rain. Again, that high this afternoon around 65. Coming up, we're going to talk about how much rain we'll see and what our flooding potential will be. Brian?
Elizabeth, here at 6:02, we are watching a wet morning commute shape up here. There's a look at live dual Doppler 5000 radar zoomed into the triangle, and across Wake County, we're seeing some pretty significant rain. We're going to zoom in here to Raleigh and check in with Kelsey Coffey and the WRAL storm tracker out on the Beltline. How are things looking right now, Kelsey?
Well, Brian, it's definitely a wet morning commute. I'll give you a look at the roads right now so you can see that we are headed towards Cary on 440 at the moment. Definitely be careful if this is a part of your morning commute. We're seeing some water start to collect on the roads here, so just be mindful of that. And, Brian, anything that you can tell folks about the roads?
Certainly need to slow down as you head out this morning. At the moment, we're not seeing any crashes anywhere in the triangle, and our major routes are in good shape. But as we see traffic volume building, we're likely going to see more crashes and more problems. I'll have another update coming up in just a few minutes.
Thanks, Brian. So we are expecting the strong winds and rain today. It's a bad combination with the already wet ground. That means there is a risk for falling trees that could lead to power outages. WRAL's Laura Levine is outside Duke Energy's Operations Center in Durham. And Laura, these crews say that they are ready to go wherever they're needed.
Jeff, you hit the nail on the head there. A very terrible combination we're looking at. So today we're going to see those utility trucks roll out of operation centers like this one here behind me in Durham to head to the most affected areas from this storm. Right now, a spokesperson with Duke Energy tells us that those crews are on standby bracing for the severe weather. Now, Governor Roy Cooper has declared today a state of emergency. Duke Energy has thousands of those crews spread across multiple states. In the last couple of hours leading up to this storm, those crews are checking equipment and making sure they're fully supplied as Duke's team of meteorologists tracks the storm and tries to anticipate where the worst hit areas will be. We'll get a double punch of that heavy rainfall and winds, as you've mentioned. Duke Energy says the damaging winds and saturated soils might also lead to blown down trees and power lines, causing possible scattered to widespread power outages.
Because we are using all of our local crews, you know, we have to make sure that they're all ready and that the, and that we've got all the people rostered at the right times and set up with shifts, just like everybody else in emergency services, so that we can do that ongoing restoration effort once it gets going. You know, it's a lot like moving an army somewhere. You have to make sure they're provisioned. You have to make sure you've got the resources on the ground and that they're rested and ready to go.
And the utility also sent an alert out last night advising customers to prepare for those outages and also instructing them to report any. So that way, if they may not know about it, the utility may not know about an outage in your area, they can get to you as quickly as possible. Laura Levine, WREL News, live in Durham.
School systems across the area are making adjustments because of today's severe weather threat. Wake County schools will be closing 3 hours early today. There are other school systems making changes to the school day as well. Taking a look at this map, you can see most are dismissing early today. They're all in the yellow, including Durham Public Schools, Johnston, and Orange counties, along with Chapel Hill, Carrboro City Schools. Two other school systems shown in red will close completely. Several other schools are holding classes virtually, including Cumberland County. Halifax County schools were already scheduled to have a teacher work day today, so they're closed. You can find a full list at the bottom of your screen or on WREL.com.
And you want to make sure you have the WREL News app handy for you today. Use it to follow the hour-by-hour weather forecast from the WREL Severe Weather Center and to get updates, anything you need throughout the day.
Breaking news. Part of northbound Six Forks Road in Raleigh is closed right now as crews are working to fix a water main break. Brett Neese is on the scene in the WREL Breaking News Tracker. And Brett, people who go this way for their morning commute will need to find a way around.
Yeah, Renee, they do have a detour set up. That's the good news. And also the good news is it is northbound traffic that is shut down instead of southbound traffic, which a lot of people use Six Forks southbound in the mornings. But take a look. This is the scene here behind me. I'll have video from the WREL Breaking News Tracker to show you, though. This shows you the big hole that they had to cut into the road here to get down to the water main that broke overnight so they could make these repairs. And they are working rather quickly. The city says that their goal is to have this done and have Six Forks Road reopened by 7 this morning. We'll be out here and we'll let you know if that happens. In the meantime, though, if you do have to use northbound Six Forks Road, they do have the detour set up at Lynn Road. That's where the road closure starts. And then they get you over to Sandy Forks Road. You can take that over to Falls of Neuse Road and continue northbound and in that area. Live in Raleigh, Brittany, WREL News.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, we're talking lots of rain and wind for us here, but I want to take you out west because they're talking major snow. Take a look at these photos. This is a live look in Omaha. You see the snow blowing past that camera. They have a lot of it. We're talking more than half a foot of snow and gusty winds creating these whiteout conditions. This is Iowa. Take a look at this here. Colorado, Michigan, Kansas, Iowa, Illinois, Nebraska could see a foot or more of snow. Officials telling people to stay off the roads if they can, just to shelter in place. The snow out west has also halted some campaign events and appearances, especially in Iowa, where those temperatures could get below 0 degrees.
A Tarboro man is expected in court today on a murder charge in connection with a weekend shooting at a Raleigh nightclub. Raleigh police arrested 29-year-old Jamal Johnson last night. He's charged with murder and assault, inflicting serious bodily injury. This is all after a shooting that happened at Checkmate Lounge on East Millbrook Road. Police responded to that club about 4 Saturday morning. They found two men who had been shot. 27-year-old Christian Johnson died at the scene. The other person was taken to the hospital in serious condition.
Breaking news. Buc-ee's is coming to North Carolina. In a meeting that wrapped up just a few hours ago, the Mebane City Council voted unanimously to approve rezoning and a special use permit for the mega gas station off I-40. The final vote came just before 2 this morning after hours of public comment from people on both sides of the debate.
Representatives from Buc-ee's also spoke about the impact of the massive 75,000 square foot station with 120 gas pumps and 600 parking spots. Some who spoke against the proposal said they have concerns about the impact on traffic and the environment. This will be the first Buc-ee's in North Carolina.
10 after 6 on your Tuesday, the first U.S. lunar mission in more than 50 years has failed. The technical problem that led to that spacecraft being abandoned just hours after it took flight.
And a nod to the past, why some Gen Zers are getting rid of their smartphones in favor of those old cell phones we affectionately called bricks, making a happy comeback. Let's get ready to meet all this list with Gardner's serious weather day today.
It's a WRL weather alert day. Wind damage is likely to be the biggest threat, along with the potential for some tornadoes, especially in our southern counties. I'll walk you through the timeline on Futurecast coming up.
Stay safe with the latest WRAL Weather Alert Day info. Get up to the minute weather and traffic conditions when you get in your car. In Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
On this WRAL Weather Alert Day wind advisory. In effect, starting at 10 a.m., we'll see the winds really picking up in intensity this afternoon, up to 45 miles per hour, up to 2 inches of rain, and of course, our severe level 2 and 3 risk for severe storms. Wind damage is going to be our biggest threat today. Tornadoes are certainly possible, especially in our southern counties. We're starting to see some light rain moving in right now. We'll see scattered rain this morning. We're not likely to see severe storms until later this afternoon. We take a live look at Apex there, and you can see it is wet out there right now. Look at that, down Salem Street. We're going to see that all morning. It's going to be a messy commute for you. Temperatures right now are in the low to mid 40s, and the timeline for storms is early as 4 to 5 in our western counties and as late as 5 to 6 in our eastern counties. Brian?
Elizabeth, 613 right now. Have our first two crashes of the morning just in the past couple of minutes. One on the southbound side of 885 in Durham, just south of Ellis Road. Seeing a little bit of a delay there before you get to the TW Alexander Drive interchange. Northbound traffic looks fine at the moment. Also over on the eastern side of Wake County between Knightdale and Wendell, a crash reported on Wendell Boulevard at Eagle Rock Road. I'm not seeing any delays just yet on the sensors in that area. We told you about that water main break on Six Forks Road on the north side of Raleigh. We'll take a look at alternate routes coming up in just a few minutes, Jeff.
All right, Brian. Space traffic now. Breaking news just 24 hours after the first U.S. lunar mission in more than 50 years launched. It's been abandoned and called a failure. The company that developed the unmanned lander says it suffered critical propellant loss because of a fuel leak. Just hours after the vehicle launched from Florida toward the moon early Monday morning, Astrobotic announced the mission was in jeopardy. The lunar lander was unable to place itself in a position facing the sun, which prevented it from charging its batteries. It's been scheduled to land on the moon. It had been, anyway, on February 23rd.
A man wanted for murder in Hardick County will be extradited back to North Carolina from Florida. Tamir Jones is accused of shooting and killing a man over the weekend. Hardick County deputies say they found Anthony Washington's body in Sanford Sunday morning. Jones was found near Jacksonville, Florida. He now faces a first-degree murder charge.
New this morning, we're getting more details about what caused a door panel to blow out of an Alaska Airlines flight midair with hundreds of people on board. In an update just a few hours ago, federal investigators said the panel that blew out of that Boeing 737 MAX 9 plane on Friday showed signs of fractured guides and missing bolts. The investigators say it's possible those fasteners were lost when the panel blew out of the plane. The explosive decompression happened about 10 minutes into a flight from Portland, Oregon to California. The door panel, it held it in place there in part by 12 stop pads, but investigators say the panel appeared to have slipped upward around those pads. Coming up on today, whether cabin warning systems hold any clues for investigators and the timeline to determine what went wrong. The Today Show starts at 7 o'clock right here on WRAL.
In this new year, many people are looking to the past to better navigate their future. One way some are doing so is by either holding onto or switching back to old flip phones. WRL's Ken Smith is here now with what's driving this trend. Ken.
Yeah, Renee, we remember those bricks, right? I think with this new year, people are feeling nostalgic for a simpler way of life. We've all been there, right? A ton of apps on our phones, and we spend hours scrolling through social media. Remember a time when we just used those early cell phones for making calls or sending a text here and there? Well, Naya Kofus tells NBC's Joe Fryer getting rid of her smartphone for an old brick gave her a welcome mental break from all the social media noise.
I just noticed that I was getting really, like, addicted to checking apps like Instagram mostly.
Do you have any desire to go back to a smarter phone?
No, I don't think I ever will. My mind just feels a lot clearer and I just feel more present.
Coming up on Today, how people like Naya are getting around not having all those apps on a phone and what they've gained in the process. That's all ahead on Today at 7, right after a morning news. And Renee, I don't know if I can withdraw that like that.
Well, Ken, if it means that people will finally put down their phones and start talking to each other, then I'm all for the flip phones. Because how many times do you go to a restaurant and you see families and couples staring at their phones? They're not even talking to each other. So I think society kind of needs to change that. Maybe that, this is the way to go.
That would be the upside.
Ken, thanks.
How will people take pictures of the food? I don't know. Hey, the storm that is headed our way left behind flooding in parts of Louisiana. This is what it looks like in Franklin, about 100 miles west of New Orleans. Waters got high enough to cover the roads up to 2 feet. Damaging winds were also reported in that area. 6:18, the time right now. We're going hour by hour, keeping tabs on what is coming to our area. And Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center right now. Another look at that radar.
Yeah, it's a messy start out there this morning. This is what we expected. What we're seeing right now is just some light rain. That rain will be steady, light to steady through much of the morning. And it won't be until the afternoon before we start to see thunderstorms really causing some problems or at least having that potential. So let's walk through. We do have some steady rain that's just starting to move back into Sanford, rainy in Siler City. We're seeing some showers and Raleigh and Clayton, Wilson's Mill, so all the way up toward Roanoke Rapids. So we take a look at this system. It's a big system. This red shaded area is where we have a tornado watch. It's starting to shrink a little bit, but lots of severe thunderstorm warnings and some tornado warnings along this front. And that's what we'll see, especially in our southern counties, as this continues to trek north and east toward us. Lots of snow with this too, but none of that for our area. This is a look at the storm reports from this system. Lots and lots of wind damage from Colorado all the way down to Texas. A report of a tornado near Houston. We haven't seen a lot of widespread tornado reports, but we are still seeing some of those tornado warnings right now down along the Gulf Coast. So that could change in the next few hours. We're looking at storm reports with wind damage all the way up into the mountains of North Carolina. New this morning, our northern counties are in the level 2 risk. Yesterday, that was level 1. So on the level 2 risk, we're likely to see straight line winds that could cause damage and the possibility of some tornadoes. The threat for tornadoes is higher in that level 3 risk for severe storms. So just be careful out there. Make sure you're checking in with us. If thunderstorms start to move into your area, turn on the TV. We're going to be here walking you through it and helping you stay safe. As we get through the morning, we're going to see scattered rain showers. There could be a rumble of thunder, but again, the best chance for severe storms will be much later in the day. Starting at around 3 o'clock, you need to start to really be ready. We'll see that line of thunderstorms back to our west between 4 and 5 o'clock. It's moving into our western counties by around 5 to 6 o'clock through our central counties, and between 6 and 7, it's in our eastern counties. And then by 8 or 9 o'clock, it begins to move on out. So that's your timeline, anywhere from, say, 4 to 5 o'clock and then out of the viewing area by around 7 or 8. Looking at clear skies behind that, but how much rainfall are we going to see? We've talked about flooding with this, but the rainfall amounts have started to come back down a little bit. So we're looking at 1.5 to 2 inches. Could cause some minor flooding. We do have a flood watch in effect from the Triangle area northward and westward and down toward the Sandhills. Wind's going to be the biggest issue today. We're gusting to 19 right now in Rocky Mount. We do have a wind advisory. Winds will be gusting up to 45 miles per hour. The advisory goes into effect at 10 a.m., and we'll see those winds gradually picking up as we get through the afternoon. Expect scattered power outages almost across the entire state. Our severe weather threats, our chance for damaging wind is high. Our tornado threat is definitely medium. Our flooding threat is low to medium with this system. We take a look outside, looking at Clayton. It is wet out there, and temperatures are cool to start with, but we'll see a high of 63 this afternoon. Calming down Wednesday and Thursday, but Friday we have the chance of a few isolated thunderstorms right now, Brian. That doesn't look like it would be a big deal, but we're just telling people, you know, once those storms start, make sure you turn on WRAL because we're going to be walking you through it.
Absolutely. And we're walking you through your morning commute right now as we take a look at live dual Doppler 5000 radar and some more significant rain falling across the triangle in Durham and also through Raleigh. Take you live to the WRAL storm tracker out on the Beltline around Six Forks Road and Wake Forest Road. And you can see just how messy it is this morning. And a lot of us are going to be dealing with that. So be prepared. Allow that extra time right now so you're not in a hurry on wet roads later this morning. Let's take you back to the map and show you one of the other trouble. Well, actually, let me remind you that with those power outages we're expecting later today, you can listen to us live on the radio this afternoon, 99.3 FM in Raleigh, 96.5 FM in Durham. We'll also help you through your morning commute if you're heading to work or school in the car. We do have that water main break on the north side of Raleigh, northbound Six Forks Road closed right around Lynn Road, probably for another hour or so. Expect a detour using Sandy Forks Road back to Westbrook Road. Not seeing big delays through that area right now.
Brian, thanks. An explosion rips through a historic hotel in Texas, leaving more than 20 people hurt. What fire crews think caused the blast that blew out two floors of the building.
Lindsay Lohan is reliving her Mean Girls days, her return to the red carpet coming up in What's Trending.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Lindsay Lohan is back on the red carpet for Mean Girls 20 years after the original.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending.
Yes, she attended the premiere for the new Mean Girls movie last night in New York. She, of course, was the star of the original movie that came out back in 2004. The remake, which is a film adaptation of the Broadway show, will be in theaters on Friday.
20 years, first of all, just think about that. And now this new adaptation of that. Tina Fey, actually, those two were on the red carpet 20 years ago for Mean Girls. Well, now Tina Fey wrote the script for the play. So it's kind of a neat little tie-in there.
A lot of nostalgia and a lot of love for Mean Girls.
Yeah.
20 years now. How about that? Yeah. Lisa Bonet has filed for divorce from Jason Momoa 2 years after they announced their split. They got married in 2017 after meeting back in 2005, and they shared two teenage children. In her filing, Bonet says that she wants to share custody of the kids with no spousal support for either.
Lisa Bonet, haven't heard that name for a while. Many of us remember her from The Cosby Show. Jason Momoa is, of course, the star of Aquaman, and the two are citing irreconcilable differences.
Been together a long time. Mm-hmm. Brian, thanks. NFL playoffs kick off this weekend. We have you covered right here on WRAL and Fox 50 at 4:30 Saturday. The Cleveland Browns play the Houston Texans on WRAL.
Wild card weekend continues Sunday. At 4:30, the Green Bay Packers travel to Dallas to play the Cowboys on Fox 50. And after that, at 8, the Detroit Lions host the Los Angeles Rams on WRAL.
It looks like wind damage is going to be our biggest threat today. We have a level 2 and 3 risk for severe storms. Tornadoes are a possibility. I'll show you how strong the storms could be this afternoon coming up.
And we're in the WRAL Storm Tracker this morning, tracking road conditions on the Beltline. Coming up, what you need to know ahead of your morning drive.
And we're keeping a close watch on how the rough weather here and across the country will affect air travel. This is a live look at RDU right now. We're seeing 3 flight delays and 4 cancellations. Back in a moment.